Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. We are continuing Mishnah Yomi in Trumot at the 8th Perek and the 8th Mishnah, 8 and an 8. Chavit shel Truma shnoa b'safik Tuma. We had a barrel of Truma and it was born on it, meaning it just happened by itself, a Suffek in Tuma. So we're thinking maybe something Tame got in that barrel. Rabbi Elazar Omer im haita munachat mokam turpa. If it's in an exposed place, this barrel's out in the open under the skies with the bugs, put it into a private place, a tsunua place, where it'll be more protected. If it was uncovered, cover it, put a lid on it. So you want to protect it from becoming vadai tame, according to Eliezer. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, if it was in a protected place, you can put it out in an exposed place. Im haita mechusa, if it was already covered, yigolena, then uncover it. So Bishua is implying you could leave it out and wait for it to get vadei tame. You cannot make truma tameya. There's a pasuk about that. But if it becomes tame by itself, so now you'd be able to know it's vadei tame, not sofek, maybe tame, and you'd be able to burn the contents as fuel. The kohen could use it as fuel. And Gamliel Omer, al yechodesh b'davar. I mean, Gamliel says, don't change it. Don't cover, don't uncover, don't move the barrel around. So he holds you do have to protect vadai tahor truma from becoming tame, but even if it might be tame, you shouldn't cause it, you know, indirectly to become tame, like Rabbi Yeshua says. Mishnah Tes, a tragic case, chavit shenishbara begatel yona, a barrel of truma, Truma Tahoira, perfectly pure Truma, broke. Nebuch, the barrel broke. Frequently, their barrels back then were clay or, you know, fragile materials. Wood barrels could also break. God forbid. So it broke in the Gat Elyona, the upper part of the press. That's where the grapes start out, and then they flow down to the lower portion. And the lower portion has a big vat, a big receptacle at the bottom to catch all the grape juice and ferment it. But now the problem is this barrel broke upstairs, and it's all going to flow down to the bottom, the hatachtona tameya. But the stuff in the bottom, that's tame. So you've got tahor on top, and it's going to flow downstream to the bottom floor of the gat and get tame. So that's a big problem. So what are you going to do? You're going to go and try to find something to catch the wine that's truma tahora and save it. Moze Rabbi Lezer Yeshua. So they both agree, shim yecholim, if you have the ability, lahatzil memenu revi'it b'tahara yatzil. If you could save even a revi'is, a small measure from this barrel in tahara, you should go save it. Now that means you don't have something tahor on hand. The kalim around here are tameim, nebuch. You know, it's the god of an Amaretz, or stuff just got tame, and it's a problem. So if you can run next door and borrow a kli that's tahor, that's a revius, so run next door and borrow that kli, even though, meanwhile, your broken barrel is dripping or flowing down to the bottom, and the truma is becoming tameya. So if you can save one revius in tahara, go ahead and do all you can and save it. This is a good slogan for any Kirov organization. They should, you know, go and save what you can save. Do what you can do. You know, run and help who you can help. The Mishnah concludes, Im lav, if you can't, go save a revius. You know, Nebuch, you don't have anything tahor on hand. All of the jugs and pitchers and kelim you have, they're already tameim. Rabbi Lezer omer atirad viti tameh, va'al yitamein biyodov. So Rabbi Lezer says, listen, you have a choice. You can catch the truma in a bucket, but the bucket's tame, so it'll become tame. Or you can wait and let the truma drip down to the bottom of the gat, and it will become tame when it's mixed with the wine at the bottom of the gat by itself. He says it's better not to be metame it yourself by catching it in a bucket. It's better to let it go memela and just let it happen rather than you being responsible for being tame, making tame this truma. Shkoyach.